our Explore Engineering Program 1 is for rising 6th and 7th grade students. And this is a half-day, week-long program where the students were trying to get them interested in STEM. At that age, you know.
STEM.
Science, Technology, Engineering, Math. Okay. Sorry. And at that age, you know, we would love to be able to say, okay, this is specifically the different types of engineering. But I don't think they're really going to see mechanical as mechanical engineering. You know, it's more trying to get that spark, that interest in STEM fields. Then the 8th and 9th grade programs, Explore Engineering Program 2, we're doing a lot of the same things but on a different level. That way, instead of just looking at sparking interest in STEM fields, we're sparking interest in engineering specifically. And so both programs are looking at a different aspect of engineering each day. We're not trying to bore the students, you know, by long lectures like they get during the school year. It's really trying to be hands-on learning. And whether it's, you know, building robots with Lego Mindstorms of programming them. Last year we had a junkyard arm, kind of like the – I'm trying to think of a good example. The you go into like an arcade and you put a quarter in and you move the arm to pick up a stuffed animal.
Oh, sure. Right.
We reproduce that but with the electromagnetic. And so the students get to wire it up and I actually get to do a little bit of the circuits as well, control the joystick to move the arm and then, you know, drop the magnet device down. So
these young people that are in this program actually will be doing engineering, electrical engineering. And it seems like we did a story last year where they created maybe bouncing balls.
Yeah, that was part of Explore Engineering Program 1 and 2 at last year. And that was part of our chemical engineering section. This year we will be having a chemical engineering section yet. I don't want to go into all the details on exactly those projects. Some of them we're still in the process of creating. But last year, yeah, the bouncy ball was a creation. And it really was just exploring how you can mix different chemicals. And I remember y'all being there. So you could go back and play the footage to get some of the details. But the students had a lot of fun. And it's not about this is exactly how you have to do this project. Because if we did that, they can follow instructions. It's more about here's some of the information. Here's about how sort of to do it. Now go figure it out. We want them to problem solve there because that's what engineers are. You know, engineers, we make a difference by turning ideas into reality, and we do that using math, science, and problem solving. So we're really trying to get the problem solving across to them at that age.
Is it also a point of view? I mean, that seems like a critical age where some people get turned off from math and science for whatever reason and then maybe don't ever come back. Is that a critical age to spark that interest? And even if some of these young people never become engineers, maybe they take a different field altogether, business or liberal arts, whatever, you still have that sort of desire to learn?
I think the younger the better. You know, if we're starting at 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, but I've gone to second grade classroom, kindergarten classrooms, and do little presentations for the students and teachers. And usually at that age, I'm not – like I keep on saying this. I'm not going to just do a boring presentation. I try to get the students excited even at that first or second grade class and then do an activity so they have something to connect with. And they might not remember, oh, the University of Arkansas College of Engineering came on this day at this time and, you know, I learned all this about engineering. But they're probably going to – remember that experience and about what they had to do. And I'm hoping at that they connect that with engineering if I say it enough, and that's going to spark the interest. Now, of course, I do hope that they remember it's the University of Arkansas College of Engineering because that's who I work for and what I'm passionate about. But it's really going to be what the student can handle. And, you know, going back to the initial question, I do think that these camps are going to be beneficial for students, whether it's learning about STEM or seeing what you can do with math and science. But as they get through high school, you know, no matter if a student wants to go into liberal arts or English, the more math and science that they take, it's going to help prepare them for college. You know, at least look good on their scholarship applications because we want to see students who didn't just take the easy route. We want to see that they try to go above and beyond. And that's what's really going to help separate themselves.
When are the camps? What are the dates?
Okay, good question. So Explore Engineering Program 1 and 2 is the last week of July. It's the last full weeks. It's July the 23rd through the 27th. Explore Engineering Program 1, it's like I said, it's a half day. So the students will come in the morning and leave about 12:30. So they will be having lunch with the Explore Engineering Program 2, because Explore Engineering Program 2 is coming at 12:30. And they will leave at 5.
Gotcha.
So I said that wrong, because they come in the Explorer Program 1 comes in the morning and they leave at 1 because lunch is at 12:30.
Sure. So there is that overlap.
So that overlap. Right. That way they get to get to meet other students, older students, have that time, and it also saves us on food costs. Let's be honest.
what does a parent have to do to find out about getting their son or daughter in this?
Going to our website, which is www.engr.uark.edu/summer-programs. And summer programs is all one word with an S.
Okay.
And that website talks about Explorer Program 1 and 2, our Engineering Girl Camp, and our Engineering Summer Academy.
And the Engineering Girl Camp is specifically to make sure that young women have a chance to become involved in engineering.
Correct. And that program is for rising 8th and 9th graders, and it's sponsored by the Arkansas Career Education Department. Every student who comes from a Project Lead the Way program, so like Fayetteville, Bentonville, Springdale, they all are part of a Project Lead the Way school. That program fee is waived. So the Arkansas Career Education is sponsoring that program, and it's free for girls to attend. But that's exactly the goal. We're trying to get and spark interest in young women to get them into the engineering field, since there is that gap, that gender gap.
Is it too early for a parent to show interest? I mean, we're talking about late July. Can people contact?
They should apply now.
Okay.
I have the applications up. We're going to accept them all the way up until June the 1st.
All right. And if parents have any questions about the dates or whether their son or daughter might be right, just email
me. Contact me at espeki@uark.edu or 479-575-7780.
We've talked about 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th graders, but there's also a high school camp, right?
Correct. That's called our Engineering Summer Academy. And last year we had 82 rising 10th to 12th grade students.
82?
Correct, 82 in 1 week. It was a lot of fun.
Wow. And so I imagine it's a bit more advanced what you're doing?
Correct. And so like I was saying, the 6th, 7th grade program, EAPS 1 or Explore Engineering Program 1, it's about sparking interest in STEM. So Explore Engineering Program 2 is about sparking in engineering, and they get a look at different types of engineering each day. Well, when they get to the high school camp, it's about picking a specific type of engineering and following it through the week.
Because you're probably a little bit more serious at this point.
Correct.
About going into engineering as a vocation.
Very, very true. And that's what we're hoping. So we're hoping that if the students began with Explore Engineering Program 1, it's developing their interest while we develop the program. This year's Engineering Summer Academy, we have three programs for it. Our Razorback Solar Boat Competition, which is partly sponsored by the Arkansas Science and Technology Authority, as well as the Electrical Engineering Academy. Now, the electrical students, we're teaching the basic circuits like V equals IR, as well as how to solder, use some of that equipment, and they design and make their own solar panels.
That they then can?
Well, then the two groups come together, and throughout this process, we are making them work together, because if you design your solar panel, it doesn't fit on your team's whole design, it's not going to work. So they're working together with their designs to then combine everything to race their boats on Friday.
That is really something.
It's a lot of fun. It is. We also have a chemical engineering camp. And during that program, each day the students are looking at a different aspect of chemical engineering. For example, biomedical engineering is a part of that, as well as our computer science and computer engineering program. And the computer science computer engineering program is a new program this year. That program is going to really introduce students to computing from the programming side, whether it's web-based or computer-based, as well as hardware design. So they're going to get an intro to a lot of different computer technology.
So sky's the limit.
Basically, where literally these students will be doing some labs and activities that our students in college are doing.
All right. Eric, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, not a problem. I appreciate being here.
All right. Will you let us come peek in toward the end of that week?
You definitely should.
Okay.
With Explore Engineering Program 1 and 2, as well as the Solo Boat, which, of course, the Engineering Summer Academy, I didn't say the dates, it's July 8th through the 14th.
So earlier.
Yeah. They check in on Sunday and they leave on Saturday. And that's a residential program, so they get that student experience on campus.
Well, if I don't see you before, I'll see you in July. How's that?
I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you.